Happy Friday, Friday. I'm Coy Wire with your CNN 10 minutes of news. And before we get to the weekend, let's finish this week strong. Big stories, big questions, and thousands of people throwing tomatoes at each other. Yeah, we've got you covered. Today on the 10, we start with a major legal development that could change the landscape of social media. Facebook and Instagram parent company Meta has agreed to pay roughly $18 billion to resolve a multi-state lawsuit claiming the company intentionally designed addictive platforms that harmed young people's mental health. The settlement involves dozens of states and territories and requires Meta to make changes aimed at protecting users under the age of 18. Our Claire Duffy explains what could change and what it can mean for millions of us who scroll, swipe, and share. Hello, Claire.
Hey, Coy. Yeah, this really could be a turning point in how young people are protected on social media. These are the kinds of changes that parents and advocates and even some teens themselves have been calling on the social media platforms to make. Now, Meta agreed to this settlement midway through a trial where just four of those state attorneys general had been seeking as much as $1 trillion in damages. That would have been a huge number. This $18 billion settlement is still a really significant number. Some of these state attorneys have pointed out that this is the largest settlement with a big tech company in history. That money will go towards helping the states fund youth mental health programs, online safety trainings. But even more important here, I think, is the changes that Meta has agreed to make to its platforms. I'll walk you through some of those. Teens ages 13 to 17 will now have a 2-hour daily time limit across Facebook and Instagram. Only parents will be able to change that. These platforms are also implementing a night mode, so teens will be unable to access them from midnight to 6 a.m. A school mode, so teens will be getting fewer notifications throughout the day. Meta is turning off likes on teens' content and removing access to extreme beauty filters, and it will also send teens prompts every 15 minutes to make them think a little bit more about how much they're using these platforms. And very importantly, Coy, both Meta and the state attorneys general here are calling on TikTok and YouTube to make similar changes. Meta has said, we'll pay 70% of this $18 billion sort of up front, but the other 30% is contingent on TikTok and YouTube making similar changes. The state attorneys general have said they are willing to go after those platforms in court if they don't come to the table voluntarily to make these changes to their platforms. So this really could be a watershed moment in terms of changing how young people are able to interact on social media. Coy.
This next report comes with a warning. We're going to show images of a deadly natural disaster that some of you may find difficult to watch. If you'd rather not see them, you can fast forward about 2 minutes. Catastrophic flash floods devastated communities along the Nepal-China border. Rescue crews are searching for people still missing. The flooding destroyed roads, knocked out power, and entire communities were cut off from help. Our Hanako Montgomery has more on how these floods weren't even caused by rain, but rather a massive Himalayan glacier that collapsed.
Dozens of people begin to run. What comes next in this surveillance video is hard to imagine. A mountain of mud and water, taller than the building, crashes down, wiping out everything in its path, like something from a disaster film. But this is a border crossing between China and Nepal. It's the result of a deadly flash flood that swept through Himalayan villages on the Nepal-China border on Wednesday. Its enormous force destroying homes and buildings, including in Nepal's Rasuwa district. Aerial footage captured from a helicopter over the district shows the immense barrage of water flooding the valley below. It's a popular area for hiking holidays. Hundreds of tourists, including foreign nationals, have been reported missing, according to an initial assessment by Nepal's tourism board. Nepalese army helicopters are helping rescue citizens from rooftops in the flood-affected areas. The Red Cross is also deploying an emergency team with relief supplies. And in Tibet's Girong port, China's President Xi Jinping has ordered all-out search and rescue efforts to find those who are missing after a mudslide caused major casualties, China's state news agency Xinhua reported. The mudslide has cut off the region's roads, communications, and power, Xinhua said. Nepal's foreign minister said the deadly flash flood was caused by an earthquake, triggering a large landslide which blocked the Bhotekoshi River. The full scale of the devastation is yet to become clear.
Pop quiz, hot shot. What special ability do dolphins use to find objects even when they can't see them? telepathy, telekinesis, thin language, or echolocation. Tick, 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 tick. If you said echolocation, yeah, that was rough. Dolphins send out rapid clicks and listen for the echoes that bounce back. It's basically biological sonar. Our news assistant, Ankit, says he uses it to find free snacks. According to Greek legend, Terus, the son of the sea god Poseidon, survived a shipwreck after being rescued by a dolphin. Now, thousands of years later, an Italian city named for the fabled figure is returning the favor. Taranto, situated in Italy's heel of the boot region of Puglia, will host Europe's first sea-based sanctuary for formerly captive dolphins. The sprawling sanctuary along the Ionian Sea will cover about 7 hectares, or 13 NFL football fields. Formerly captive dolphins at aquariums will be able to live in a protected section of the actual sea. Think of it as going from a swimming pool to an oceanfront neighborhood. Many dolphins raised in captivity can't simply be released into the wild because they may lack the survival skills needed to find food or avoid danger. So, researchers hope sanctuaries like this can offer something in between. Human care, with floating offices, veterinary platforms, and AI-powered underwater monitoring systems helping scientists study the animals around the clock. The arts community is mourning the passing of two icons in recent weeks. Neither seemed particularly interested in being ordinary. Famed British actor Tim Curry and groundbreaking Japanese artist Yayoi Kusama. Curry became one of the biggest names in Hollywood for his flamboyant characters and unmatched charisma. He died Tuesday at the age of 80. He exploded onto screens with cult classics like The Rocky Horror Picture Show and Clue. He played a cranky hotel concierge in Home Alone 2, sailed alongside Muppets as Long John Silver, and terrified folks as Pennywise the Clown. What a range. Curry suffered a major stroke in 2012, but continued working, particularly as a voice actor. And groundbreaking Japanese artist Yayoi Kusama spent nearly a century seeing the world differently and invited the rest of us inside. Born in Japan in 1929, she endured a difficult childhood, working in a military factory, sewing parachutes for Japan's Imperial Army during World War II. She began experiencing vivid hallucinations as a child, involving dots, patterns, and flashes. But instead of hiding them, she transformed them into art. Polka dots became her trademark, and as my family and I found out, it is magical. Her famous infinity mirror rooms, they allow you to step inside the art. Feels like somebody picked you up and dropped you into another universe. Kusama passed away August 14th at the age of 97. All right, today's story, getting a 10 out of 10. It's messy, it's saucy, and it's the only day a year when you can throw your lunch at thousands of strangers and is apparently encouraged. Welcome to La Tomatina. Thousands descended on the tiny Spanish town of Buñol, all for the world's biggest food fight on Wednesday. Overripe tomatoes went airborne. Splat, squish, sauce everywhere, painting the town red, and here's your knowledge bomb. Afterwards, the streets were hosed down, and because of the tomatoes' citric acid acting as a cleaning agent, the town streets were actually left cleaner than before. That's one way to catch up on your cleaning. It is finally Friday, and before I go, I want to give a shout out. And this one goes to Mrs. Guerrera Medrano at Fly Junior High School in Crystal City, Texas. You so fly, and so am I, because of the coolest poncho I ever did see. And it's good for fishing tomatoes off of you, too. This next shout out goes to Miss Barnett at Oak Grove Middle School in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Your former student turned fellow teacher, Mr. Oakley, nominated you and wanted to say thank you for your more than 30 years of teaching. Think about all of the lives you have inspired. Congrats on your upcoming retirement. Play that Friday music, Nadir. This is going to be the best weekend because it's the next weekend. Make your moments count. Make someone smile because you never know when or how, but you may be the spark of joy someone needs. I'm Coy Wire. This is CNN 10. It's been a blessing to spend this week with you.